Welcome to another episode of our Slovak Ancestry podcast. My name is Michal Rázus and this podcast is created with the support of podcast industry. Our today's guest is Michael Mojher, an American with the Slovak roots, who fell in love with Slovakia so much that he visited it already many times. And we are going to speak why is he so attracted by Slovakia and what makes him to return again and again. Well, hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Very well, Michael. How about you?
Great. I'm happy that I can speak with you here after some time, at least through internet. How are you connected to Slovakia?
Both of my parents are Slovak. I am 100% Slovak.
And were they born actually in Slovakia or was it already in America?
No, they were born in America. Their parents were the immigrants.
And do you know the regions or maybe even the villages where they came from?
Yes, both were very close to you. My mother's side, her father was from Šadeský Mikuláni and her mother from Kandice. On my father's side, my grandfather was from Gromoš and my grandmother from Plavnica.
And do you know when approximately they arrived to America?
Yes, my mother's side, my grandfather arrived around 1895 and my grandmother 1905. My grandfather had been previously married and was widowed, so he was looking for a new bride, and he went down to Passaic, New Jersey, which was a spot where many Slovaks settled. So he went to church there. He spotted Susanna Vajzarova, followed her back to her boarding house, told the landlady, "Have her ready next Sunday. I am going to marry her." Well, it happened. My grandmother didn't know how things were done in America, so she went along with it. So after being in America for just a short time, she got married. They went on to have 5 children.
What were they doing in America? What kind of professions did they do?
Grandfather was working in the coal mines. Grandmother just stayed at home with the children.
And so you kept the Slovak traditions and maybe heritage all these years, all the generations up until to you, right?
Through my parents, especially my mother, a lot of the traditional things were revolved around food, which is not surprising. And so what happened is that my parents settled in this town in California that had no Slovaks in it. So it was a little hard to have any gatherings to do the traditional things.
Were they ever able to return to Slovakia, maybe your grandparents or even parents maybe? Or were you the first one from the family that made it back?
Well, my paternal grandfather, Gregor, returned in 1899, and while he was there, that's where he met grandmother and got married and brought her back to America. What had happened is my great-grandfather, Joseph, came to America during the 1860s, worked for 3 years, earned enough money to return home and buy land. He then, in 1900, paid for the passage for 2 sons and 2 daughters to America. And one of the sons, Gregor, was my grandfather. There was a Joseph, a Magdalena, and a Teresa. And of those family, only Teresa and Magdalena did we have any contact with. Joseph's family is only something that I've been working on for my genealogy, but know very little about that branch of the family.
So we can say that you have a Slovak DNA deep in your roots, right?
Oh, very much so.
And so what inspired you to make the first trip to Slovakia? Because I know that you have been many times. So what was the first impulse?
Yes, 9 times. What happened is in 1999, I had a surgery that was going to keep me from doing anything for 6 months. And I said, I need a project. My mother had given me a copy of her mother's birth certificate. So I said, well, why not, you know, start a genealogy search? And our local Mormon church had their research center. And I went there and I was able to get films and started my hunt. On the second page of the first roll of film, I found a Moyer. And the hunt was on thereafter. On my mother's side, it came to an end very quickly. I was able to locate the birth of my grandfather and get the name of his parents. My mother and her brothers did not know the name of their grandparents. So it was quite a find for me. I discovered that my great-grandparents were house servants. And I was told if they were good house servants, that they could be stolen by another family. And that being the case, they would move on. But of course, they did not leave forwarding addresses in those days. So that line came to an end. And my mother said my grandfather never really talked about his family in Slovakia. So she knew nothing.
So you didn't have any contact with the relatives here in Slovakia when you started your genealogy research?
Well, on my mother's side, I was fortunate because my mother had kept in contact with an aunt, Elzbieta Bajzerova Sopko, who lived in Malyshadysh. And my mother did in the 1970s go there and pay a visit. So when I did my first trip, they were the first family I got in contact with. And the head of the family was Joseph Sopko. And then he had three children. And I got to know them and the grandchildren also. So it was very nice. And of course, I've been in contact with them ever since. On every visit, I have to visit them.
And so again, what year was this first visit?
Well, the way it started is we have an American tradition called Thanksgiving in the fall. And at that family gathering in the year 2000, I announced I was going to take a trip to Slovakia. My niece Erica says, can I join you? And I said, yes. And so in May of 2001, the two of us made a trip to Slovakia. And that was my first trip.
And since then, you've been returning every 2-3 years, maybe, because you said that it was like 9 times that you've been here?
Yes. 2021 was going to be my 20th anniversary trip. Unfortunately, because of COVID, that trip did not happen. I hope to do it next year.
And what made you return? What was so special that you are coming every couple of years back to Slovakia and exploring more? What was behind?
It began when I did my first walk on the road in Gromoš. I almost felt the spirit of my family there. And I got very connected. And meeting the people there, my side of the Moyer side of the family, that made a very strong connection also. The return trip happened because Eric and I saw that the town sign for Gromoš was just a flat piece of metal painted white with the word on it, where all these other towns had these very nice sort of monuments with the town name on it. And we happened to go to the city hall to meet the mayor, and he was talking about this and that and going on. And I asked Erica, can you spare some money? And she said, sure. And so we figured out that between the two of us, we had $1,000. And at that time, 30,000 crowns, Slovak, that we could donate for a town sign. Well, that got the mayor very excited. And the vice mayor happened to be a cousin, František Moyer. And so they said, you've got to come back next year for the dedication ceremony. So that's what brought about the second trip, which was very special.
So by then, you probably met some more people, new family members?
Yes, on each trip, I had what I would call a little Slovak miracle. Something so unusual happened to me that it was just made the trip so special. For a lot of people, the big one would have been when I got to talk with the president of Slovakia for about 20 minutes.
Really? I didn't know about it.
One of my Sobko relatives was Lubomir Finschmidt, who was a fireman. His father was a fireman, and his grandfather was a fireman, and his uncles were firemen. Well, we were at the house and planning a weekend, and he gets a phone call, and he gets a sad look on his face. I said, what happened? He says, this weekend is a fireman's Olympics in Žilina, and one of our guys can't make it, and I have to take his place. And then about 5 minutes later, he says, would you like to go? I said, yes, I'd love to go. And so that's how it is that I went to the Firemen's Olympics, and it went over through Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, they were giving out the awards, and the president came to give the awards. And after the ceremony was over, Lubo says, you want to meet the president? I said, of course I want to meet your president. So he went over and introduced us, and we had a great talk. I think it was on my fourth trip, because he was so surprised that I had made four trips to Slovakia, and he kept asking, why? And I said, because you have one of the most beautiful countries I've ever seen. I said, if you're wise, you'll encourage tourism to come and be a strong part of your economy. And so that was a very, very nice weekend.
What a story. It's almost like from Forrest Gump or something, you know, meeting president out of blue. That's really something. But anyway, you kind of became a guide for another family members, because you were bringing more and more people on every visit. I remember when we met a couple of years ago, you had some two cousins with you.
Yes, I've done it on several trips now where cousins ask, could you please, take us and show us? And as it happened, each trip got longer. So finally, by about the third trip, I was staying for a month in Slovakia, which gave me a chance to see much of Eastern Slovakia. And a great help for that was a cousin, Joseph Dronzek, who is a Catholic priest and right now the head of the cathedral in Prešov. Well, he was very kind and helped me by taking me around to places, ranging from the car for me to drive and the like. And actually, it was his uncle was the first Moyer I met, and a František Moyer, and we got very close. And then his František's sister, Veronica, is Joseph's, Dronzek's mother. So that's where we're all in the family. Yes. And so on my early trips, Pavel Dronzek and Veronica insisted that I stay with them in Gromosh. And so got to know them very well.
So on your trips, you probably met many interesting people, and you also learned a lot of things about your heritage and about the past of your family. Are you making some kind of family tree or genealogy chart that is helping you to keep all these people together?
Yes, I happen to be working on my Family Tree Maker program. And right now I have 760 people in it, in the database, and I'm working to get them all linked together. It would be wonderful to make a family tree of the Moyer family in Gromosh one day. I don't know if I'll be able to achieve the perfect one, but one that could be useful for people in the future if they come looking for their roots in Gromosh for the Moyer family. I will have it all there written out. So that's my big project.
Funny thing is that actually we too are related as well, and we find out it during one of your trips. But anyway, I guess genealogy is not just a hobby, it's a passion. But have you found any brick walls in the research, or is there something that you find difficult to break?
Yes, I've hit one. Paval Mohan, born in 1800. I cannot find his parents. There is hope this winter I will do that. I was very fortunate that Family Search had left the Roman Catholic records of Plavnica online, and I was able to download all of them. And last winter, I went through all of those records and was able to find 260 Moher entries in the records. So now I've got to go through those 260 and plug them into my Family Tree Maker program. So that's this winter's big project.
Well, good luck with that, because it really seems that you will be busy with that.
Oh, very much so. I've been working on it, my program, for the past 3 weeks, because I upgraded to the latest version, and it has been very good at locating records on people in my database. So I've been entering all those over the past 3 weeks, and probably got another 6 weeks worth of work there.
Good luck with that. Going back maybe to your trips here in Slovakia, are there any other special moments, except of meeting the president, of course, that you remember and or that you consider as special?
Yes, one of the more unusual ones, the cousin Franishek Moyer had a son, and on one of the trips he arrived and he says, come, I want you to show you where I work. And it was on a Sunday, and he was in a suit, and he had sort of a cowboy hat on. I went, well, this will be interesting. Well, the closer we got to his workplace, the more traffic there was. And I'm going, what is going on here? When we arrived, it was the 20th annual rodeo that they held at his work site. And I just couldn't believe it. Here was an American rodeo in Slovakia. So that was quite an event.
Quite unexpected, right? To see something like that.
Yeah, did not expect that at all. Then another one on a trip, maybe the last trip, Franishek had work, was able to get a four-wheel drive vehicle, and he took me on one wonderful trip up into the mountains. And one of the areas was close by, used to be a very large military reserve that under the communist era, no one was allowed into, but now it was open. And so he drove me into it. And one of the most spectacular sights, I was able to see every village from Gromosh over to Stara Lubovna, and just sights like that. Plus, where we were was a huge field of wildflowers. So it was rather spectacular to see that view. And then he took me on to many other wonderful views.
Yes, these are just the lovely memories that you are bringing from Slovakia. And I hope you will be able to continue and to come again here. Are you actually planning to return one more time to have the 10th trip and to make some big party with all your cousins and family here in Slovakia?
Well, I'd like to do that next year. That is the hope. I already have 4 cousins that want to join me.
Well, hopefully the world will be safer and healthier place soon, and we can all meet here in Slovakia.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, for coming to my podcast.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.
That was all for today, and I am looking forward to you next week. You were listening to Slovak Ancestry podcast with Michal Rázus, created with the support of Podcast Industry. You can find us at Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. If you have an interesting family story and you would like to share it, feel free to contact me via email in the description.